Blog Talk Radio. Announce yourself.
This is Archbishop.
Good evening.
Hi, God bless you.
God bless you too. Waiting on Bishop to come on.
Okay, awesome.
How was your day?
Very restful. I was today's my day of rest, and so I would say very good. Amen. Praise God. And bless his holy name. Yeah.
Evangelist Meredith Nesbitt, area code 904.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Amen.
Welcome, 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 waiting on Bishop.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
How was your day, Evangelist Nesbitt?
Oh, my. I had heard some horrible news. One of our church members got up 2 o'clock this morning, went walking, and walked right up on the train tracks, stood there, and let the train hit her. That just shook me. It just, the enemy is just, I don't know.
On a rampage. But God.
But God. But God. Well, they were saying she was having some mental issues, so it's over now. It's over now. Yeah, she's healed now. But what a tragic, oh, my Lord. But you know what? I thought she might have didn't feel a thing.
She sure did. Was taken out instantly. But we gonna be obedient and be ready for what God will call us to do.
Oh yes.
Stand and be ready.
Be ready. Be ready. Keep our minds. So you have to meditate. Keep your mind on the Lord. So the enemy can't get in there.
He can't get in if you keep your mind stayed on.
Your mind full of the word of the Lord, the enemy can't get in there.
Can't touch you. Good evening. Welcome on the prayer line.
Good evening. This is Minister Lisa.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Praise the Lord. Good evening. Good evening. Welcome
good
on the line. Yes, good evening. Good evening.
Good
welcome
evening.
On the line. Would you like to identify yourself?
Evangelist Meredith Nesbitt, area code 904. Good evening, Bishop. So happy to be here, even though my day was cloudy.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I hold up the line a second. Someone trying to get me. Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. I'm still on the line.
Finish. I just praise and thank the Lord for right now. The devil is really busy. We really do need to pray. One of our church members got up 2 a.m., went walking to a train track and stood there for the train to hit her. The train hit her and killed her.
Repeat that.
One of our church members, I know her personally, know her son, just mother and son was living together. And they say she had some issues. But anyway, she got up 2 o'clock in the morning, went to the train track, and stood there for the train to hit her. That's what the conductor said. The conductor said he saw the lady standing on the train tracks, standing on the tracks. They put on brakes. They hit her, but they were able to stop. But she was dead.
Lord help her.
Lord help her.
A lot going on. A lot going on.
We must.
We gotta pray. Amen. Oh, so much goes on in so many homes. And if somebody, if people in the church having problems, what do you think about the world that they don't have problems?
Mm.
Oh, Father, we do. Tonight, we praise you tonight. Hallelujah. Father God, as we come before your throne tonight, we give you thanks. We give you praises. We thank you, God, that you are Father by virtue of the blood of Jesus. Because of the blood of Jesus, we can come boldly to your throne of grace. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving by the blood of Jesus, which has redeemed us and allowed us to call you Father. Father, so much is going on. Oh, Father, so much mental illness. So much, Lord God. So many people on drugs and other substances and medicines that causing conflicts with their bodies, their mind. Oh, Father, we stand in the gap tonight. We enter into your courts with praise. You are the Most High God. You're the possessor of heaven and earth, and we thank you, Father. Oh, yes, we thank you, Lord God, that you delivered us from all our enemies. Oh, Father, we pray for peace, peace in the land. Oh, Father, that the people come back to you. Oh, has been so many, Lord. Oh, so many churches closed. So many ministers stopped working. Oh, Father, and Lord God, pray, Lord God, as we pray for the people. You told me to empower your people. And Lord, I pray, Lord God, as we empower the people to go forth and teach the word and preach the word and live the word, Lord God. Oh, Father, help us, oh, Father, to teach your word, continue to teach your word every day, Lord God. That the people will come and kneel and bow and praise you and love you and live holy and righteous. Oh, Father, oh, that mothers and fathers will not take their own lives because of others that they can't handle. Oh, Father, oh, so many families, Father, have all kinds of problems and people into witchcraft and all kinds of wrongdoing. But Lord God, tonight we stand in the gap. We are praying for the people. Oh, to humble themselves and pray. Oh, Father, we pray for the people. That they will repent of their sins and turn to you, the true and living God. Oh, we pray for peace in the land. So many are angry with each other, countries against each other, people against each other, families against each other. But Lord God, we stand in the gap praying for the people, that the people will kneel and pray and live holy and walk in love and forgiveness. Oh, bless us tonight, Lord God. Oh, bless the people as they come on, Lord God. Oh, that the people will humble themselves and pray and turn from evil and turn to you, the true and living God. That they will get right with you and do it now. Oh, Father, bless us, Lord God. Oh, it's hurting, hurting families. Oh, Father, what would make that lady go and stand on the train track? But, Father, so many are checking hotels, too. Oh, so many. Just want to just leave it all and run. Lord God, we stand in the gap praying for the people.
Yes, Lord.
Because
yes,
we
Lord.
Know that
yes,
you are a mighty God, a powerful God,
yes,
a loving God, compassionate God. And you love us, Lord God. So as we cry out to you tonight, Lord God, for the people, we see, Father, that you bless everyone that comes on this line tonight. That your Holy Spirit will just flow on this line tonight, blessing your people. Oh, Father, our speaker, our singers, our warriors.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Father, they come on tonight, Lord God, that the power of God will be moving on this line tonight, that people will be healed, delivered, set free. And Father, we thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Bless your name, Lord. Oh, bless us, we ask in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen.
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 Amen, amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory to God. I'm just so sorry to hear that about the lady. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And I guess the pastor didn't see it coming. But we have to pray for our loved ones.
Yeah.
We have to pray and not faint. So many are hurting because of finances. People want more. People want to have. People are embarrassed about what they drive. People are embarrassed about where they live.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Father, we just pray for the people that regardless of what situation that they are in, that they will honor God and thank God for what they have.
Yeah.
And be grateful. Oh, be grateful, be grateful. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory to God. At this time, we are going to move on with our service. Praise God. We thank God that the funeral for our minister, Dagen, was beautiful. Everything went along well. And I know we helped to lift up the family. I know the family. It's a hurt. It was a hurt for us also to lose our own. Praise the Lord. But we know that she's with the Lord, and she's always so grateful and so happy to work with us. And she's gone to the heavenly home. Praise the Lord. At this time, praise the Lord, it's Minister Lisa on the line.
Good evening, Bishop. I'm on the line.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to ask you to sing us two selections, Minister Lisa. We're just so happy you're on the line, and we love you very much. We love you, Minister Lisa.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Good evening. Good evening. I love you all on the line. Amen, too. Amen. I just count it a blessing to be on the line tonight, to lift up the name of Jesus, because he's so worthy to be praised. Amen. Thank you, Lord, again, for another day's journey. Amen. We do give honor to the Spirit of Christ, head of our lives. Amen. Ahead of my life, anyway. And I thank God and give honor to Bishop Delavaux, to all the mother, sons, and daughters of Israel on the line. I think there was a Pastor Nesbitt and whoever the speaker vow is, give honor to him or her. Just thank God for being on the line tonight. Amen. Because he's worthy. Amen. As I always say, no word, no power, much word, much power. Amen. And I thank God tonight to render these two selections and get out of the way. Amen. Because he is so good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the word and the song on tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Well, thank you, Jesus, for the song tonight, hallelujah. As y'all know, I love this one. We come this far by faith. Yes, we have, yeah, yeah. Leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word, trusting in his holy word, trusting in his holy word. He never failed me yet. All I can say is, oh, 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 can't turn around. We come this far by faith. We come this far, yes. We come this far by faith. Yes, we have, yeah, yeah. Leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word, trusting in his holy word, trusting in his holy word. He never failed me yet. All I can say is, oh, 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 can't turn around. We come this far by faith. All I can say is, oh, 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 can't turn around. We come this far by faith. Hallelujah. Thank God for the song.
Thank you.
This far by faith. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. One more selection. Amen. Hallelujah. You are here, moving in this place. We worship you. We worship you. You are here, moving in this place. We worship you. We worship you, 'cause you are way made, miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are, that is who you are, Lord, yeah, 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 way made, miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, mending broken hearts. We worship you. We worship you. You are here, mending broken hearts. We worship you. We worship you. You are a way maker, miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. That is who you are, Lord. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Way make, miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here, mending broken hearts. We worship you, we worship you. You are here, moving in this place. We worship you, we worship you. 'Cause you are a way maker, miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. That is who you are, Lord. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Way make,
miracle work, promise he, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
And she broke it down like this and said,
even when we don't see it, you're working. Even when we don't see you working, you never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when we don't see it, you're working. Even when we don't see you working, you never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. We make miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You just got to call me. Amen. Hallelujah. Back in the air, Bishop Delaware. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Yes, way maker, promise keeper. Oh, praise the Lord. What a beautiful selection. Two selections for us tonight. Let's give Minister Lisa a big hand. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you. Thank you, Minister Lisa. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are going to bring our speaker for you, a great woman of God, Archbishop. She's doing, she has a college. She's over so many things, so many things she has accomplished. A great woman of God. And he loves her dearly. I'm going to allow her to tell you more about herself. But we love her. We love her. Praise the Lord. At this time, we are going to bring to you Archbishop Abram Amasi. Praise the Lord. Let's give her a hand. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I give her a little more time. Praise God. At
I'm
this
here.
Time, we are going to...
I'm here.
I don't think she's... Are you on?
I'm on the line. I'd like Minister Daniel and his wife to sing if they're ready. I'd love to
That's
hear.
That's what I was about to do, have them to sing.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Praise God.
Amen. Yes, I'm going to have them to sing right now. Praise Amen. The Lord. Glory to God. We just love their singing. Praise the Lord.
I do.
Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. At this time, we are going to bring Reverend Daniel and his beautiful wife, Minister Inez, to sing us two selections. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
There's not a friend like the Lord in Jesus. Singing, no, not one. No, no, no. carol. Keep on singing. No, not for one. Oh, oh, oh. No, not for one. There is no night so dark that your love cannot cheer up. Keep on singing. No, not for one. Oh, oh, oh. No, not for one.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Go on and sing the second one.
Get right with God and do it now.
Amen.
Get right with God. Oh, He will show you how. Brother, down at the cross, Jesus shed His blood.
Archbishop-elect Dr. Lois Jones-Delevo, and each and every one that are so faithful to
this ministry on the conference line and so forth. And I am I did merge the tonight's broadcast into a radio as well as streaming live on the television, on the Mike King Service radio and television broadcast and network. And I am just so excited for what God is doing in our lives. I just thank God for every time I get invited today. I call it surprise, surprise, surprise. I was very surprised at the invitation. I didn't have it on my calendar. But, you know, when it, you know, comes to God's word, you know, he said, be ye always therefore ready, you know. And when the angel of your house calls me to speak, I call him my mom. And my mom says, I need you to speak. I have to show up. And she wrote it down many, many moons ago. She sent me a reminder text. So I thank God for her diligence and her strength also. And each one that are doing the work of the living God here on this earth. I'm here to encourage each and every one, and I'll be reading from Habakkuk chapter 1, and I'm going to jump into chapter 2, and I am a teacher of the Word of God. I am a scholar and a theologian, so I'm not a preacher, but I am a teacher. And I also want to encourage everyone with Psalms 91 that everyone needs to say that scripture day and night for some of the things that I heard at the beginning of today's broadcast. Amen. In our private moments. And I want to pray for the healing also of everyone who is going through, which is the whole world is. But in this On This Rock ministry, each member is going through, each minister is going through such a lot because of the weight that we hold of this world. Remember, the saints shall judge the world. Remember that, okay? So we are the ones that bring the light. And there's a scripture that says if we lose our salt, we're good for nothing. If we, you know, we're a light that can't be hid. Amen. But that's another scripture. And I'm just saying, our lights cannot afford for your light to go out. Amen, because this is a dark world, amen, that we're in. Praise God. So I always bring forth encouragement as Moses gave the mantle over to Joshua. You have to stay strong. You have to be encouraged, amen, because you have a mission from God. You have a vocation for bringing this world to where it needs to be. Even your enemy wants to hear from you. Believe they need the word of God. So Habakkuk was questioning God. See, this is Habakkuk having a problem with God. And in this particular text, in Habakkuk, we're reading, he is talking to God, and God will answer him. And he has an attitude with God. He's in a vexatious spirit with God. Why? Because he thinks that God is doing too much for the unjust. in a sense, he was kind of biased or a bigot or, you know, seriously, he just wanted all of God's glory just to be upon him and me, myself, and mine, and I, you know. He didn't want this glory of God to be shared. Okay, so it's serious. He's very, very angry with his contention. And you got to understand why he's going through all of this, because the unrighteous seem to be getting all the favor more so than the righteous. And it seemed like this particular chapter can deal with what we're dealing with right now in the 21st century here in September the 24th. Right, 2022. It is just very, like matter of fact, it's very evident. It says that the burden which Habakkuk the prophet did see, he said to him, O Lord, how long shall I cry and thou wilt not hear? Even cry out unto thee of violence, and those will not save. Thou will not save. Why does thou show me iniquity and cause me to behold grievous? For spoiling and violence are before me, and there are
that raise up with strife and contention. Therefore, the law is slack and judgment does never go forth. For the wicked does compass about the righteous, and therefore wrong judgment proceeds. Behold, ye among the heathens, and regard the wonders marvelously, for I will work a work in your day which ye not believe, though it be told you. For lo, I will raise up the Chaldeans, that bitter and hasty nation, which shall march through the breadth of the land to possess the dwelling place that are not theirs. They are terrible and dreadful. Their judgment and their dignity shall proceed of themselves. Their horses are also swifter than the leopards, and are more fierce than the evening wolves. And their horsemen shall spread themselves, and their horsemen shall come from far. They shall fly as the eagle that hastes to eat. Amen. So God is speaking here to Habakkuk. And verse 9, it says, they shall come all for violence. Their faces shall sup up as the east wind, and they shall gather the captivity as the sand. And they shall scoff at the kings, and the princes shall be scorned unto them. They shall derange every stone hole, for they shall heap dust and take it. Then shall his mind change, and he shall pass over and offend in putting this his power unto his God. Verse 12 says, art thou not from everlasting, O Lord my God, my God, my Holy One, who shall not die? O Lord, thou hast ordained them from judgment, and O mighty God, thou hast established them for correction. Thou art a purer eyes than to behold evil, and cannot look on iniquity. Wherefore look thou upon them that deal treacherously, and holdest thy tongue with the wicked, devour the men that is more righteous than he. Verse 14 says, and makest men as the fishes of the sea, and as the creeping things that have no ruler over them. They take up all of them with the angels, and they cast them in their net and gather them in drags. Therefore, they rejoice and are glad. Therefore, they sacrifice unto their net and burn incense unto their drag, because by them their portion is fat and their meat plenteous. Shall they therefore empty their net and not spare continuously to slay the nations? Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 says, so I stand upon the watch and to sit me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he, God, said unto me. For I shall answer when I am reproved. Verse 2 says, and the Lord answered me, and he said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that he may run that read it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it shall surely come. It will not tarry. Amen? It says, verse 4 and last, it says, behold, his soul which lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. Now, I'm going to break this down real quickly so you can understand why we need to read Psalms 91 each and every day of our lives. Some of the things that we're talking about, what we're going through, we have to get the protection of God and command your angels to protect you each and every day. That's their assignment. You have to open up your mouth. God said unto Habakkuk, all these things that you're concerned about, God said to him, well, write the vision. Make it plain on tablet. Though it tarry, wait for it, because the vision is for an appointed time. Then he goes in to say that the just shall live by faith. See, we have to understand God. God is a faith type of a person. It says in Revelation that without faith, it is impossible to please God. It says that the very elect shall scarcely make it in. Yes, you may see many people in church and, you know, on the conference line, and they're faithful to the cause. But do they trust God? Do they live by faith? Faith is a walk that you can't see it. You can't touch it. You can't feel it. You're just stepping in it. You're stepping on the water like Peter or Paul or one of them, and just looking to Jesus only. And God himself shall direct your path. You got to look to God and know that God's unchanging hand is going to settle it all. God is going to take care of you. Amen. Don't worry about the wicked, because God created them for such a time as this. God created the people that are evil for such a time as this. God has created the evil to wax evil and wicked to wax evil and wicked to eat up evil and evil to eat up wickedness and wicked to, you know, overtake evil. If you can understand what I just said, I'm telling you, we're in a dark time of this dispensation of time. But if we look in the Bible, we scroll back in the book into Ecclesiastes chapter 3, King Solomon wrote, there's a time and a place for everything, verse 1 through 17.
Okay.
You can read that for yourself, verse 1 through 8, a time and a season. So it's a time for this, what we're going through. There's no new thing under the sun. Amen. You think that this is just the first time this stuff that's going on has happened? No, history repeats itself. It is for us as the children of God to be encouraged, to know that in the end that God wins anyway. You got to rejoice every day that you get up. You have to rejoice and praise God, and you got to rejoice over your household. For you, yourself, me, myself, and I, you got to go to the Psalms 91, and I want you to turn with me, and I'm going to teach you something on what you have to do.
Hallelujah.
Psalms 91 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. God himself is your refuge.
Yes.
When you're having a
yes.
situation that you don't think that you can handle, well, run to God. God's on changing hands, as the pastor just sang the song. God's on changing hands. He is my refuge, and he is my fortress. Fortress is a place where people run to protect them from the enemy. If you look at the cowboy days in American history, they would have these walls, you know, mounted up, and they closed the door behind them, and they were waiting for the enemies to come. God is that type of a fortress. He surrounds you. He protects you, that no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper.
Yeah.
You can read that in Isaiah, chapter 54, I believe it, in verse 17. Mm-hmm. God will not allow anything to hurt one of his little ones. God is your fortress. So you read Psalms 91 and you say that to God and you remind God that he is your refuge and he is your fortress. It says that in him will I trust. I don't need you to trust in man. You cannot put your faith in man. You cannot trust man. You cannot trust woman. You cannot trust a boy or a girl. You can't trust this flesh. You can't even trust yourself. Think of so many times of how you disappointed yourself. You wanted to do something, but it just didn't happen. Amen? I'm telling you.
Amen.
Trust in God. In the American dollar that we still stand on, it says, in God we trust. I mean, the American dollar will never fail, because the forefathers that wrote those coins saying took it from Psalms 91. In God will I trust. Verse 3 says, surely he shall deliver me from the snares of the fowler. The fowler is your divine enemy sent from God to keep you in check, to keep you to fear God. Understand, your enemy has a purpose. Wonder why there's mosquitoes in the land. They have no purpose except to sting you and hurt you and irritate you. Well, that's what your enemy is. There's no other reason that a mosquito is created except to irritate you. It's a divine purpose. So God said that he will deliver you from the snares of the fowler, the entrapment. You have a job, and they put everything on you to do the work while they go out and golf or go boating or fishing or do whatever. They're sitting there, the different break room all the time, smoke break all the time. You don't have time to even take your 15-minute required break because you're doing diligent work for the man. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And that's, so God's word says, and that the noisome pestilence, he shall have with his feathers, and under God's wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. So the word of God is true.
Yeah, yeah.
So speak God's word. It's your shield. It's your protector. Say yes. Say no. Say God's word, and it will never fail you. You'll never be wrong. And you can know that God will protect you because you're speaking his word. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. First God, thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night. Apparently, the lady on the train track was afraid of something. Well, fear is not God. Fear, the only fear that is good is the fear of God. You understand what I'm saying? Fear is a torment. Many times she probably drove by that train track and made her mind up to do something from a long time. You understand? When people are doing something and it just happened, they didn't just happen staff just thought about it. God said to Habakkuk, write the vision and make it plain on tablet. Understand?
Yes.
What you're thinking about, be about it, write it down, and somebody's going to run with it. Amen, praise God, and bless his holy name.
Yeah.
It says that that woman had in her mind for many, many moons to do that thing, that just finally had the courage to go ahead and do that. For God forbid, but God is not going to appreciate anyone that commits suicide against the mortal body that they did not create. We got to put this thing righteously, right? We're feeling sorry for the child. We're feeling sorry for the anguish that she's placed on the people of God. But come on now. We as the priests and the angels of the household of God have got to understand. You got to speak up. You got to say God's word. You got to put that little light that shines on you and shines so bright in your community. You got to speak God's word and speak it loud and clear. Get on the jukebox.
Amen.
Amen. And say God's word. That's the, because the people need you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Put it on the radio. Broadcast it. You know, do a podcast. Do something. Go down, you know, with your microphone or whatever and shout out as you're going by. They need the word of God. It says, thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. It says, 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh you. It shall not hurt your children. It shall not hurt your grandchildren. And to 1,000 to 10,000 generations, it shall not harm you. You got to have faith in God's word and believe and trust it. And it says that in verse 8, it says, only with your eyes will you see and you'll behold and you'll hear about the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, that was David and God now speaking, you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. You made God the house where you live in. You know, and the Psalms, David said that, you know, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And in another scripture, he wrote that I'm so happy to be in the house of the Lord to inquire of God. I don't want to leave this place. It's a comfortable place for me. The unsaved ones said that we have a crutch. The crutch is Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'd rather lean on and understand God because my thoughts are not the thoughts of God, or neither are my ways the ways of God. I'd rather lean and depend on him. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Let me continue, and I'm going to get off this. Verse 10 says, that says, there shall no evil befall you. I mean, God's word said it. What are you worried about? God's word said that there shall no evil, no evil, no wickedness can touch you. MC Hammer says, can't touch this.
Amen.
Why did he make over $15 million with one single?
can't touch it. We are the children of the Most High God. We are a royal and a peculiar people. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. And that you should know and be assured that you're okay. It don't matter if people talk about you, lie on you, and not bite you and steal your stuff. My God, God said, touch not mine anointed. Read Isaiah 54, verse 17. And do my prophet no harm. Trust me on that. Just stand on God's word. I remember there was an old white woman. She was going through so much that she went before the judge, and in the course, that, you know, she took that same Bible that she had to take an affirmation. They wanted her to swear, but she said, I'm not swearing. I'm going to affirm my thing. She took the Bible, and she took the Bible, put it on the floor of the courtroom or the courthouse before the magistrate, and she stood on it. She took her right leg, her right foot, and her left foot, and she stood on the word of God, and she said, I'm standing on the word of God. Amen. Literally.
Amen.
Because she said, every promise that is written in this book belongs to me. I'm the judge dismissed the case. Everything was stacked up against her.
Hallelujah.
Story. You can stand on the word of God. Amen.
Yeah.
Verse 10, I'll read it one more time. That there shall no evil that shall befall you, neither shall any plague. The lie and the stuff that they were telling American people in 2019 was a lie before the pit of hell. You should not put any name on yourself except the name of the living God. Do not put any sickness or diseases on you. What man may come up and whatever, it's only for them to make money and prosper.
Yes,
coined, you know, as Caesar type of thing.
Uh-huh.
And God said, what belongs to Caesar belongs to Caesar. But what belongs to God. And you got to give God total praise. You belong to God. Shouldn't I say, I have this? No. Write it and give it back to author. Author, writer, is the one that created that and called himself an MD, medical doctor. And now you say, you got that? Forget that. Say what God's word says. I shall not be sick. I shall live and I shall not die.
Absolutely.
It says here, neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling. That means no disease shall be in your house. Amen. You can say, Satan, I'm trying to rebuke you, and I cast this thing out of my house. I cast it out of my children. I cast it out of my grandchildren. I cast it out of whatever. Trust me, that demon that's in that child of God, that you're a child of God, you belong to God, it's going to leave. But if you don't say it, if you don't speak God's word to it, it's just going to stay and set a while. I'm going to set a spell. let me continue to teach you. It says verse 12. Amen. Oh, no, let's jump to verse 11. It says, for he shall give his angels, he being God, shall give all of his angels that surround his throne. He has dispatched them just for you, man or woman of God. God says he will give his angels charge over your life, over your children, over your grandchildren, over everything, every idea that you have, every creative thing. Nobody can steal your ideas or whatever you create. He's given angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. If you just repeat that scripture every day, morning, noon, and night throughout the day, you know, call on your angels, the angels of God. They belong to God, but they have a divine assignment for you to protect you. The angels of the north, the angels of the south. I call on all my angels. The angels of the east, the angels of the west, angels of the northeast, the angels of the northwest, angels of the southeast, and the angels of the southwest. Let me tell you, every time I go anywhere, I'm talking about demons tremble, man. They walk to the other side. Because they don't even want my shadow to touch them. You understand? I can see it every time I walk down any street, USA. I'm walking on one side of the street. As I'm walking and I see somebody on the same path, I'm telling you, not even 5 minutes away, I can see them.
Yeah.
They can see me. They literally will cross the street to the other side. It happens every time. Because the Spirit of God is in me. The Spirit of God is in you.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit lives and resides in you.
Amen.
We have greater things than the people of the forefathers. Uh-huh. In Revelation, what we see in chapter 11, it talks about the faith walk. The faith of this and the faith of that, and they had the faith of that, and this one had the faith. They didn't have the Holy Spirit. You have the Holy Spirit. You have dunamis power. Dunamis power, exponentially, more so than Jesus Christ while he was here on this earth. You have no reason to hold your head down. You don't have no reason to turn to the right or to the left. Just look forward, look up, and give God praise and bless his holy name. Because God said they shall be afraid of you. Why? Because the Spirit of God is in you. You are ultimate spirit. You and God is one. The Spirit of God is one. Ah, glory be. You got total power, y'all. Y'all got so much power in you. There's no reason. As a matter of fact, if that woman was really, really wrecked with God, she could have stood on that track. Let me tell you, and the train would have had to stop, and even if it touched her, she would still be alive. And everybody would have said, oh, God, that's the power. She probably destroyed the caboose. The engine would have been destroyed because the power is in there. You understand? God says no weapon that is formed against you. Even if you made an error in your own judgment, your own self-doubt will protect you from yourself.
Hallelujah.
His word will never, return to himself void.
Yes.
He will accomplish that which he has set it to do. That's why he said to Habakkuk, write the vision and make it plain on tablets. Write your book right now. You have so much story to tell. Sit down and start getting your pen and paper and start writing it out. And so that the children that comes after you will be able to read what you went through, like we're reading the Bible right now. Amen. We're reading David's thoughts. Amen.
Amen.
We're reading
Solomon's
thoughts. And we're reading Habakkuk's thoughts tonight. And we're reading Moses' thoughts. Write the vision and make it plain. I'm almost finished, y'all. I know y'all saying, I wish you'd hurry up. Verse 13, verse 12, they shall bear thee up. That means your angel shall bear you up. You're a 200, 300, 400-pound person. It says that one of your angels is going to hold you up in their hands. That means you're a big angel. Big, gigantic angels. And guess what? The demons from hell, they see those angels. By the way, they used to be there with those angels. They know them, and they know who you are. That's why they're going to cross the street, because they don't want to contend with your angels that will totally destroy them and eliminate them and cast them to the pit of hell and lock them up in chains, and they have to wait another 1,000 years or 10,000 years until, you know, you, the angels of God, come to judge the earth, the saints of God. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me go. Glory be to God.
Glory.
Psalms 91, they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lions and the adders. And an adder is a younger lion, a baby lion. And the young lion, adder, I could also be a snake and something like that. He said that you're going to step on these things. And the dragon, and thou shalt trample all these wicked, heavy, serious animals, and serpents. You're going to put your foot on it and destroy that thing. Verse 14 says that. I'll even tell you in the East Africa, there's some people. They call themselves the Messiah. These are the original people. Right over there in the country of East Africa called Tanzania. You can Google it and look it up. But when they're Messiah, they're in red and stuff, right? And they got their stick and stuff, you know. When the Messiah men goes out in the morning, they have to go get their meat to eat, even today. And so they go after the lion, right? They go after a lion, man. And when these men start running, man, and the lion see a Messiah, really thin, but I'm telling you, their hands are so powerful, they'll rip a lion apart. You read the story about Samson, how you ripped the lion apart. Come on, that's who you are. When the lion will see you coming, they will run the other way.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
All right, I'm almost finished.
Amen.
Okay. Thou shalt tread upon the lions and the adders and the young lions, and the dragon shall thou trample under feet, because he has set his love upon me. Because you love God, that's why you're so powerful. Therefore will I deliver you. God is promising that he will deliver you from every situation, every crisis, every financial whatever. Now in America, there's 23 million people that's going to lose their home to whether pre-foreclosure, foreclosure, and that's it. Banks taking it back. I'm going to bring this back into reality. I said to the Archbishop-elect, Dr. Lois Jones Delavo, I've told her time and time again since August 17, 2022, I'm going to buy all those houses. Why am I saying that? Because God has given me the authority to be the lender. That means I can buy a ready house and be a blessing to those that would potentially lose their home. Huh? Buy it, give them a little stuff, give me, here's the cash, and give me the key, and you go, and then I'll put somebody else in there. Amen? Praise God.
Amen.
And make this economy work properly. I can say stuff like that because it's God's word. I just trust God. The mother said, whatever I say out of my mouth, God shall make sure it comes back.
Amen.
Because God's word shall never fail him. It shall not never return void. So I speak God's word. And so I just said it. I'm on the radio. I'm on television. And you guys are listening to me on the conference line. Trust me, a lot of people, over 80 million people that follows me, are hearing every word that I say, and they want to say, I want to see if she's going to be able to do that. Yes, I'll be able to buy all 23 million homes and then pay you $500 just for giving me a referral. That's over $11 billion.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. I'm not playing.
Praise God.
God's word is true, and it is alive, and it is alive today. And that's why I fear no man. No weapon that is formed against me shall ever prosper. Because I'm here for such a time as this, to help the children of God, to help the men and women of God, to help the ministers, to encourage you to just say, hey, check this. Don't worry about what somebody just did. Don't worry about the woman in South Carolina, your black woman mowing her lawn, and this white man that lived next door to her gonna, you know, talk about she touched his lawn. Well, won't they just put up a fence? This thing went viral, and this white man is talking to her, and she don't want to talk to him, and then here comes his son, his big 7 foot white fat boy. Comes out talking about she's gonna murder her. Oh, forget that. She's a woman of God. Huh? But she had it all recorded. We don't have to worry about that. It says, fear not. God is with you. They can't touch her house. They can't touch her land. They can't, you know, they don't want to talk. They need to communicate. She needs to, I think she needs to love them more instead of trying to contend with them. Because remember, when you are so powerful, the enemy can't hurt you. You need to love because you're going to destroy them. Because trust me, if that man or that boy hurt that woman, God is going to deal with them, because God says, touch not mine anointed, do my prophet no harm, and vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I, God, will repay. So she has nothing to worry about. She don't have to be on CNN, Channel 7, CBS, ABC, and talking to man. Man can't do nothing for her, but God can. Amen. Praise God. I'm almost finished. A few more verses, and I'm going to be out of your hair in Jesus' name. It says verse 14. Let me go back. Let me see. Where were we? We were 13. Verse 13. Psalms 91, verse 13. It says, thou shalt tread upon the lions and the adder and the young lion, and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Verse 14 said, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I'll set him on high because he's known my name. Verse 15, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. God is going to be with you when you are in trouble, even in
Amen.
Your home.
Oh, yes,
he said it would
yes,
be better
yes.
for a millstone to be wrapped around that man's neck or that woman's neck. Uh-huh. You see our former president of the United States of America, and they call his name Donald Trump. You see that he is, even out of his own mouth, said that he was insane? Tell him he can think about something and it's all changed. Huh? He's all the people that left. That man is not right in his own mind. Trying to mess him up because he was messing with the children of God in the United States of America. Understand that. I can talk about him because I have to protect him as a soldier in the Army of the Lord and as a soldier in the United States Armed Forces chaplain. I have to protect that man because he's my former president. Forever, we have to protect him. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
That's why
Amen.
People can't do stuff to him because he made it to the tip-top pinnacle of success in the United States to be a president of the United States. We have to forever protect that person. And they forever get paid. Oh, my God. Verse 16, and I'm through. It says that, with long life will I satisfy him, and I will show him my salvation. I can check this and say that my mom and she was almost 100 years old when before the God took her home to glory. She just went to sleep, y'all. I'm just in peace, man. This is so amazing. I just went to do a radio broadcast. I told mom I got to go to the library and I'll be right back and stuff like that. My mom said, all right. I said, are you all right, mom? She said, me all right. And so, okay, I left. When I left, my mom closed her eyes. She went to sleep. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. I saw
Amen.
God's word come to truth and to life and reality in my own life in this Psalms 91 when it comes to my own flesh and blood mother. It says, with long life will I satisfy him. I mean her also, right? Female, male, we're one. Uh-huh. Maybe woman came from man to see. Okay, that's another story. It says, and I will show my salvation. I saw the peace of God in my mother's face as she lied on her hospital bed there in Fayetteville, North Carolina, at the hospital there at Cape Fear Valley, Fayetteville, North Carolina, by Fort Bragg, 3 minutes from Fort Bragg. I saw the peace of God. See, when a child of God comes home, the glory of my God, everybody needs to rejoice because there's Hallelujah! Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
A soldier of the Most High God. God standing, watching over you. Get ready as the saints judge this world. Come on, we are seriously powerful people, children of God. Amen. God bless you. Of his holy
God bless
word. God bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you.
Amen.
May the Lord make his face to
praise
shine.
The Lord.
You.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Peace that surpasses all understanding. As the kingdom of God stayed on him and Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood. Say Jesus. When they come and ask you. And if you need money, to take care of your house, just call the 911. Call the Archbishop Elect, Dr. Delvo, and give me a ringy dingy, and we're gonna satisfy that bill. Amen. Amen.
Archbishop Abram Amasi for that wonderful word that you brought from came from Psalms 91 and the Habakkuk, praise the Lord. We should always trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. No evil can touch us when we are anchored in God. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Follow the word of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I do want to say to you, I don't want to keep us on the line too long tonight because we still have healing service to do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. If you would like to bless the ministry, praise God. We know when we give, we are blessed. We know when we plant a seed, we receive. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to ask you if you would like to plant a seed. Praise the Lord. You may do a cash app, $OTRARCH. ARCH Bishop BISHOP OTR on this rock, that's on this rock church, and praise the Lord. So it's the $OTR Archbishop, and that's Cash App. If you want to mail it in, I know a lot of times people rather mail, especially we older people, we like to mail things right on. And that's 1733 Southwest 5th Street, 5th Street, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33312. 1733 Southwest 5th Street, 5th Street, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33312.
Okay.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We just thank God for the word tonight. We thank God for the singing and all of that tonight. Praise the Lord. We are going to have healing and deliverance service by my daughter tonight. And I hear our speaker for tomorrow night on the line tonight. We're so happy to hear him on the line, Bishop. Praise the Lord. I know you can hear him. Hallelujah. He attended the funeral today. Bishop Walden attended the funeral of Minister Daggins.
Yes.
He was there, and I was there. Praise the Lord. And
yeah.
I was just so thankful that he was there. Praise the
amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Elder
Pat was there.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So it was a beautiful funeral. You know, a very great family of people and church. All so it was beautiful. Praise the Lord.
Yes,
and if you want to see some of it, praise the Lord. We did
praise
send
the Lord.
Beautiful flowers and a beautiful from Bishop Dr. Lois Jones Delavaux. Our ministry, praise God, our prayer ministry, we sent it in. She had done such a great job working with us, and we honored that, and we love her very dearly.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
She has such a lovely family, warm family.
Yes.
We thank God for that also. Praise the Lord. At this time, I'm going to, tomorrow night, don't forget, we have Reverend Levi Graham. He's going to do the healing and deliverance service. And Pastor Walden, Bishop Walden, is going to bring the word tomorrow night. Praise
yes,
the Lord.
Yes.
11
Hallelujah.
O'clock tomorrow, we'll be on the line at 11 in the morning. Praise the Lord. And that's going to be a great service, too. Praise the Lord. So, but tomorrow night, it will be Bishop Walden with the word and Levi Graham with healing deliverance. Tonight, we are going to have healing deliverance service by my daughter, Minister Sandra Kelly. Minister
Amen.
Kelly.
Amen. Amen.
Minister Kelly, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's give her a hand right now. Praise the Lord. And she did some teaching this morning, which was very good.
Yes.
We thank God for her. You may go on, my daughter.
Amen.
You have it all worked out in a minute. You have.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God, from whom all blessings
praise.
Flow. Praise his name, his holy and his wonderful majesty name, and all his marvelous works, and all his signs and wonders that he showed the children of Israel. And God, I'm so thankful for all your children that is gathered tonight as one at the water gate. Father, we thank you. And God, I thank you and I bless you, Father, for the angel of this church. My mother in the spirit, Lord, Dr. Joel Delavo. And Father, I thank you for every one of your leaders, every one of your teachers, every one of your pastors, every one of your evangelists, everyone that minister, that sit up on the wall, and every intercessor. Father, I thank you that the world can do them no harm. And God, I thank you, for we know that there are many worlds. But Father, I'm talking about the Israel, whom you have sent, your chosen, whom from Jacob, Abraham, and Isaac. Father, we thank you that we will continue to stay full of faith and continue to be like our forefathers, fully persuaded that you are able to do that very certain thing. And Father,
yep.
I thank you that you continue to be mindful of us. And Father, forget not our labor, O God, and let not the canker, the pommel, the locust, or the pestilence steal it or eat it up, or the canker. But Father, I pray now that you would bless it, increase your people, O God, and comfort the people of children of Israel on every side. And Father, you said
yes.
Suffer not a witch to live. And Father, I thank you, Father, that they will be not no longer constrain the people of the children of Israel and try to make a fair show and boast themselves. But Father, we thank you that we're fully persuaded that we walk in the liberty of the great I am, oh God. And Father, we thank you that we will continue to be examples that sits up on the wall, that sits on the hill. Oh, God, the light that shineth in darkness comprehend it not. But, God, I thank you that we would never lose our salt. Father, that we will be a sweet-smelling perfume, a savior, oh, God, unto the people. Oh, God, that they will hear, oh, God, and let them open their doors and their minds and their hearts to say yes. Let them submit and let them obey, oh, God, your word as they hear the trumpets of Israel sound out, oh, God, that they will cry loud and spare not. Oh God, that they will chase the evil and the wicked away, Father. We pray now, God, that you will turn the midnight unto day. God, that the joy of the Lord shall be their strength. For you say wisdom. Strength is more than 10 mighty men, oh God. Father, oh, I hear the word serpent. Oh, Lord. Father, I pray now that that wicked serpent will no longer be cunning and deceiving into the roaster to any other one of your children again. Father, I thank you that you will give, make them wiser, oh God. Make them wiser, oh God. And Father, that we will have an ear to hear, oh God, and let them be able to learn even more, Father. Let them be able to be discerners and even the more, Father, I pray. Oh, God, and God, I pray now, Father, for the children of Israel, that they will no longer be troubled. Oh, God, that they will no longer compass, oh, God, the mountains that they compass. Father, for it has been long enough, oh, God. Father, I pray now, God, that the troubles that they see will shall be on the other side. And, Father, that they will no longer, oh, God, be slayed and slew, oh, God, and forgotten in the wilderness, oh, God. But, Father, I thank you that you will deliver them, oh, God, for you are that lifter, oh, God. Father, I thank you that you lift their heads above every situation, oh God. But let you arise every matter and let every enemy be scatter, oh God. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. There shall be a demonstration in the kingdom of God like never before, says the Lord, oh God. Lord, in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 3, thy servant heareth thee, there shall be a demonstration, like never before, says I, the Lord, shall do it, Lord, your people are here to hear you, God.
Yes,
Lord, and touch whom you may touch, oh God. Let the wind of your God blow, oh God, that you shall refresh, refine, and renew your people, oh God. Give them new strength, oh God.
Yes,
Now for the peace of Israel that will pass all understanding and keep the heart and the mind in you, God. Stay fast on you, God, that you shall continue to keep them in perfect peace, oh God. Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you that the wicked one touches the mind. God, I pray now, and this is the petition. Oh, God, I thank you, Father. This is the petition of the children of Israel, that you will continue to make death, hell, and the grave behave, oh, God, that they will continue to walk in victory, oh, God, and walk in the anointing of you, God, that shall destroy every yoke, oh, God. Father, I pray now. This is my petition. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Now you have to pray for the people. Praise the Lord. Marie Gillian, she is 92 years of age. Minister Watson, 92 years of age. Ministers of the Lord for them.
Father, I come before you again, for you say forevermore, pray without ceasing. Father, I thank you. If there's ever a time to pray and a God that can listen, for you created the ears and you created the eyes. Father, you know every situation because you're the cloud by day and fire by night. Father, you gave us your name to be our God. Father, we thank you. We love you, the protector and the provider. Father, we thank you, Father, for liberty, and we thank you for the lifting of every area of their lives, oh, God. And, Father, we keep them before you, God. Father, that they will come into the full knowledge of the truth, and, Father, that you will make them wiser and stronger. Father, we thank you, Father, that they will be a part of that great light and not that lesser light. God, I pray now, God, that you said that you will make their names great. Father, we thank you that they will continue to be in remembrance, oh, God. Father, we thank you that you will continue to bless them and keep them, Father. Father, we thank you, Father, in all their ways, oh, God, I pray. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There are a lot of people need healing, and tonight you're doing the healing service. So we are going to call names that you are to pray for those who need healing. The Lord, hallelujah. Chester Finkley, praise the Lord, and Matilda Finkley, Chester Finkley and Matilda Finkley. Minister Inez, if you don't mind saying what they need.
Chester, he's a diabetic, and he is working with his wife who has dementia, and he's not well, and she has dementia, young woman, and she needs prayer. He's going through that. Archie Finkley, 95, and he has a hoarseness that can't go away. It left once and it's back again. He's come a long ways. He's been sick several times in the hospital. That's the Finkley family. Just pray for the family and you will get them all. There's so many. Rhonda Jones and Cedric Jones.
Let's stay with the Finkley family first.
Yes.
Okay. This is her first time praying for healing.
Okay.
The Finkley family, pray for the Finkley family. You've heard some of the names of Finkley.
Yes, that'll cover the rest of the family.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Once again, God, our Father, we come before you. Father, we thank you once again because we know there's nothing impossible with you. Father, we thank you that you shall do it. Father, I pray now that there shall be a peace in that family. Father, we pray that you will keep their hearts and their minds. Father, we pray that they will open the doors unto the traveler. Father, we pray that you will give them wisdom. And Father, we pray that their situation will change, Father, for we know that you are a shifter and a lifter. Father, we thank you that you will move every obstacle and every giant before them. Father, we thank you that they will come into the knowledge of the truth. Father, for you say, physician, heal thyself. And Father, we thank you that the powers of darkness have no power over them. Oh, God, that they may be healed, set free, and delivered from every situation, that you may comfort them, the whole entire family. Father, we thank you. Great is your name and all your marvelous work. We pray. Hallelujah.
the Alexandra family, Johnny Sr., Johnny Jr., Margie, and Eldridge. Pray for that family illness. Johnny Sr. has burning and problems in his feet, his leg. He's had it operated on. And just pray for the healing of that family.
Lord, you're so worthy. Lord, I bring this family before you. Lord, I bring every problem, every burden. Father, we thank you that you shall lift it and remove it. Father, we thank you. Father, that you will continue to comfort them as well. Father, we thank you. For you know them by name and you know them by their works. And, Father, I pray that you will continue to keep them, Father, for you are God of second chance. Father, we thank you that you will remove every sin and stain. And, Father, show them your love. Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. And you say that your grace is sufficient for thee. Oh, God, Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you that you will abundantly pardon. And, Father, I thank you that you will continue to lift them, oh, God. Father, continue to move in every area, oh, God, that there shall be a speedy recovery. God, Father, I pray for healing. Father, I pray that they may be loose from every infirmity, oh, God. Father, I pray for the healing power of you, God. Father, we thank you there is no greater God than you. Father, we thank you that they may be touched and they may be healed, Father. Father, you said that you sent your word and healed them all. And, Father, I pray that there should be sun and not one of your words fall to the ground and let it return unto you, Lord. But, Father, let there be a forgiveness and, Father, let there be a healing. And, Father, let them begin to be whole, God. Father, we thank you for wholeness by your name and by your stripes, Yahshua HaMashiach, by your stripes. Father, we thank you that it will continue to be the working power of you, the finished work. Father, we thank you.
Hallelujah. Cedric Jones and Rhonda Jones. Rhonda Jones need a job. And Cedric, pray for their healing of their bodies.
Amen. Amen.
Once again, Father, I come before you. Father, I come before the throne of grace that we may obtain it. Father, we thank you that it will be scratched and reached out unto them. Father, we thank you that they may obtain grace, for you said it's sufficient for thee in this time and this season. Oh, God, and Father, that is nothing too hard for you. God, I pray now, God, not only does she find he or who may find a job, but, God, I thank you, Father, for you said that you would do it exceedingly abundantly at all that they can ask or think according to the power that worketh. Father, I pray that the job will be more than sufficient to sustain them and provide. Lord, I pray. Father, that you would do it before this weekend is out. Father, we thank you. Father, I thank you for the ones who need to give them a call. Father, touch their hearts, oh, God. Father, let them have no peace, no rest, no sleep, oh, God. Father, I pray now that they will reach forth unto us and return, oh, God, a call to whom? Oh, God. Father, I thank you for the speedy process of hiring. Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you that there may be a listing. Oh, God, I pray. And, Father, I pray now for the healing, oh, God, that will be extended unto that person. Father, I pray. For once again, the blood has never lost its power, and it has never lost the case and never lost the patient. Father, I pray now with the understanding, God, that you can do it. Father, I pray now with the understanding, oh, God, that it shall be done. Father, you said accident shall be given. Father, we call upon you, seeking you, God, that you may be found. God, I pray that there be a stretch forth, oh, God, and that there may be a speedy deliverance, oh, God. Father, from every infirmity, Father, we thank you that you will increase their ability. Father, we thank you as we release the limits on you. Father, we pray that you will do exceedingly abundantly.
Hallelujah. Hallowed be thy name.
Praise
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Ada Latimer and Pastor Allen. Pastor Allen is
very ill. She cannot walk now. She's very ill. And Ada Latimer, the whole side of her body, she's had having problems. Pray for the two of them.
Father, I pray for Ada Latimer. I pray for the healing and the healing of her mind. Father, I pray that she don't lose her faith. Father, I pray that she continue to stay in the race. Father, I pray that you would encourage her. Father, I pray now for the healing that will take place. Father, thank you that you will release her from every infirmity. Father, that you will crown her head with soul and bless her. Oh, God, and I pray now for the one who labored in your vineyard. Father, I pray for Pastor. God, that you be mindful and forget not her works. Father, I thank you that that physician shall be able to heal herself. Father, I pray that she be reminded of all your works. Father, I pray that she be reminded of your word, oh God, that you said that you would exalt above your name. Father, I pray that it will lift her. Father, I pray that it will change her very situation. Father, I pray that she encourages herself to be reminded of your word, the true and living God that have sought your word, that is in the gospel, that she will be reminded and not be ashamed and work it and work it and work it. Father, you said that you would do it exceedingly abundantly of all that they ask according to the power that worketh. Father, we thank you that her works. Father, we thank you that her faith and her works is not dead. But God, I pray that it come alive, oh God, that it be effective in thy kingdom come in her body right now. Thy kingdom come. Father, we thank you that your will be done in her body and her mind and alive on the lives of the people. Father, touch her now. Thy kingdom come. Hallelujah.
Sister Bright, and she's having problems. She was operated in her stomach. And the other person now is Margaret Waters. She usually come on the line. She hasn't been on in a little while because she's having problems breathing and so forth.
Father, I pray that she will no longer have trouble breathing. Father, I pray that you will, Father, that you will, as we're seeking you, Father, that you will grant her her heart desire to get well. Father, we thank you that she shall say all is well. Father, we thank you, Father, for her respiratory to be strengthened, oh God. And Father, we thank you that you remove every inflammation. Every inflammation and every trouble in her heart. Father, let her be lifted off. Father, let it lift up over her now. Father, let the weight lift her. Let her, Lord, let her be able to forgive. Father, forgive her for not forgiving. Forgive her for not forgiving. Father, let her be forgiven. Father, let her be forgiven. And let the weight be lifted off her, God, and let her chest be expanded, Father. Let it begin to function the way that you have made it to function. Thy kingdom come. Father, we thank you that her works are not in vain. And Father, we thank you that you will hear her prayers. And God, I pray now for the other sister. Father, I pray for healing. Father, I pray for speedy healing. Father, I pray for the testimony. God, I pray her heart and her mind, Father, that she will be steadfast in you. Father, keep her in perfect peace, oh Father, that she shall have a merry heart. Father, we thank you that it all is well and it is done. Thy kingdom come.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Alfred Holland, pray for his breathing. And if he's on the line of Minister Dagen, not Dagen, Minister praise the Lord. Is Alfred Holland? Holland on the line.
Yes.
God, praise the Lord. Tell her what he needs.
Well, I have COPD, the breathing disease, the lungs, the lap, I have a hard time breathing sometimes. Well, most of the time. Yeah.
Your lungs collapse. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Go on.
That's what he needs. That's all he needs. He needs to breathe better. He's got a breathing problem from smoking too much, and it's affected his lungs, and he needs the Lord to heal him. Give him some new lungs, and he can do that. Thank you. He's got a lung problem.
Okay. Nice to meet you, Mr. Alpha Hollis.
You know.
What I've seen, I'm going to pray for you, and I'm touching and agreeing with you. Let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. You have been holding on to things too long. Let not your heart be troubled. Continue to meditate on God's word day and night. Day and night. Pick a scripture and stand on it, that he shall bring you peace. Father, I pray, I touch and agree. Father, I thank you. Psalm 51, Alpha Hollins, I don't know if you can read, I don't know if you have a Bible, but Psalm 51 shall be your portion. Father, I thank you that you will touch and heal. Father, I thank you for your grace that is sufficient for thee. Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you. You endured this battle long enough. Father, I thank you that you will forgive him, heal him, touch him, set him free. Father, I pray now that you will continue to strengthen him. And Father, increase his faith, oh God. Father, I pray that you will do a new thing. Father, I pray that he doubt not, that he will continue to hold fast to your promises. Father, I thank you that he will believe as faith as a mustard seed. Father, I thank you that you will continue to do it. Father, I thank you. Set him free in his mind. Let him no longer be troubled. Father, I thank you for healing. Father, I thank you for healing. I touch and agree. Father, I touch and agree. And Father, you say, well, two or three gathered together, there you are. Yet as we are gathered together in your name, Father, I pray that you shall do it for your name's sake, oh God. Father, I thank you for the healing that shall take place. Father, I thank you for the forgiveness that shall take place. Oh God, I thank you for your mercy. Who endures? Oh God, I thank you. Yes, Lord. Yes, set them free. Lord, I pray. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Carla Warren.
Okay, go on.
Carla Warren, Kevin, and little Zoe is artistic, 10 years old, beautiful. Pray for her. I know God can do it. And his son, and his brother, KJ. The Warren family, my daughter and her husband and children. Thank you for your prayers.
Father, once again, as we come before you humbly, Father, we love you so much, and we thank you so much. God, I thank you for being our God. And Father, I thank you for knowing who to come to. Father, I thank you for knowing who to talk to, because we know who you are and we trust in you.
Yes.
Father,
yes.
We thank you, Lord, for being our God, our Father who's merciful. Yes,
yes,
Lord.
Yes.
You're merciful to the merciful.
Yes.
Father, I thank you, Father, for your grace. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you will continue to keep the people. Father, we thank you that you told us to ask you, oh God. Father, we're asking now that you shall do it. Father, there's nothing too hard for you, oh God. And that lame spirit that is upon that child, oh God, we stand together in agreement that it shall break apart.
Lord, I pray, God, that the peace, oh God, that she will be found in her right
Jesus.
Yeah, God. Yeah, God. You know what I'm saying? She shall be found in her right mind, oh God. Father, we command that spirit to go, oh God. And Deuteronomy 28, oh God, you said that you shall command a thing for the people, oh God. As we stand in agreement, oh God, that she will be found in her right mind, oh God. Father, we pray now that there shall be a servant of Israel. Unto her, O God, that she may hear the word, O God, and that spirit may fall, O God, that she may arise back up to her rightful self. Yeah, God. Father, I pray now, O God, there's nothing too hard for you, O God. You're the God of all flesh, O God. You're the God of Israel, O God. You did it before, you can do it again, O God. Father, I pray now, O God. Oh, yes, Lord, that she will have the mind of Christ, oh God. Be found in her right mind, oh God. Father, I pray now for the whole family, God, that deliverance come to them, oh God, that the time has come, oh God, that they shall hear the word of the Lord, oh God, that they shall obey, oh God, and they shall abide, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you. You are loving and merciful, God. Father, we thank you, and we send it now, oh God. Father, we thank you for the petition. We pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Is there anyone else on the line who needs to be prayed for?
Dr. Jeff, I need prayer. This is Daisy.
Okay. Tell her what you want. The Lord is for you.
I really don't know.
What is bothering you? What are you having?
A spiritual growth and allowing people, places, and things to make me slack in it.
Repeat that because I haven't heard it well.
My spiritual growth and allowing people, places, and things to make me slack in my reading, my trust in my everything,
Lord, and that is something you have to really press your way. You have to pray and ask God to deliver you there. You have to set a time. You have to set your own time. I'm going to do this at this time. You have to press your way. Lord, help me. But go on and pray for her, my daughter. Go on. You can do it. Have confidence that you can.
Yes, ma'am.
Who am I speaking with again? What
Daisy. Daisy.
Daisy. The word of God says in Joshua chapter 1, I believe it's 7, verses 7 through 8. He said, meditate on these things. Meditate on his word day and night. Day and night. Not just day, a.m. and night, p.m. Day is when the light is up. When you feel you're going through a great period of time and you don't feel too much pressures of the world on you, night is when it's dark and you're just going through and it's so hard to press your way through. But you got to get out of that tunnel. You go through, but you don't get stuck. You got to go through. You got to go through because it's light that shineth in darkness. But you got to press your way through. And in the chapter 1 of Joshua, say, meditate day and night. Whenever your situation, whether it's good or bad, you got to feel like the songwriter say, Marvin Sapp, praise him in advance. Continue to pray day and night. That is your only way. That's your only source of connection to the Father. You got to continue to pray day and night, just speaking to him. Even if you take small steps and like my mother say, take time. You got to spend time with him to build up fire.
Yeah.
Don't be righteous. I'm sorry.
Told that it only come out through fasting and prayer.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But I'm going to touch and agree with you because you are like a tree. Remember these books to read.
Yes,
Psalms chapter 1 and Joshua chapter 1. Read those two because you are like a tree planted. If you stay planted in A, yes, Lord, and your soul stay anchored in God, you continue to grow. But the only way that you can grow, how does a tree grow? You got to water it. How does any plant, you got to water it. In the book of St. John chapter 4, when Yahshua Christ was talking to the lady at the well, he said, this water you drink, you will thirst no more. The things that you were going through, you will not go through them no more. But you got to meditate day and night. You got to understand. You got to meditate and get in his word. Like she said in Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place, the secret is with the Lord. He will reveal you. He will reveal his secret with you. He shall hide you from every calamity that you go through. But you got to anchor yourself and plant yourself. And he says, stand still and see the salvation. You got to make time and stand still and meditate and speak to him. Commune with him upon your heart. Let it be known. Just like Hannah, she pressed her way through. She was hurt, but she got on her knees until it was so with a staring look. So they thought that she was drunken. But that thing she prayed for, it broke through because the angel of the Lord visited her. And she got her prayer answered. So you have to continue to do the same thing because you serve the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. Stay before him. Continue to speak with him. He's the God that created the eyes and the ears. He's not deaf. He's not dead. Yet almost. He can do it. He's the God of all flesh. And he shall pour his spirit out upon you that you shall be renewed. Everything that you go through.
Up your mind, you want to do it. And when you ask God to help you and you're serious, he will bring you through. You don't have to do anything that you know is wrong when you are doing it. He will help you to overcome. Those demon spirits can be cast out. And you get rid of them yourself just by making up your mind. I'm going to follow Almighty God. I'm going to be healed and trusting in God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I know it's a little late now. And is there anyone else on the line that needed healing tonight? Because I know it's a little late. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Minister Kelly. Thank you, thank you. We want to thank Bishop Abrams. Praise Marcy, praise the Lord. We want to thank So Lois, Reverend Daniel and his wife, we want to thank all of you for all that you shared with us tonight. We want to thank everyone on the line for being on the line. As I said, in the morning, we'll be on 11 a.m. We will be having service, great service tomorrow. Praise God. Bishop Samuel Delabo is pastor. Praise the Lord. Tomorrow night, we'll be back on tomorrow night. As I said, we have Reverend Levi Graham. Praise the Lord. And then we have Bishop Walden, who will be bringing the word tomorrow night, and Levi Graham, the healing and deliverance service tomorrow night. I just want to say to everyone on the line, be encouraged. Be encouraged. And know that God will bring you through. I don't care what it is. Trust in the Lord. Pray for your family. Pray for those who are a little weakened. Praise the Lord. Those going in the wrong direction, keep prayer over them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Pray for your churchmates, those who seem to be going through, your friends, your neighbors. You know, pray for people, because many people need it. Many are going through many mental strains with the economy as it is, and people liking receiving enough money to take care, and people are pushed in different directions because they can't take care of this or they can't pay for this, and hurricane and storm is coming, and praise the Lord, we need to pray for that storm. Praise the Lord that it doesn't come our way. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, oh, that hurricane is out there, Lord God. Father, carry it another way that it doesn't come our way, Lord God. Father, protect us, Lord God. You have blessed us thus far this season, Lord God. And Lord, continue to bless us that everyone on the line will not receive that. Oh, Father, keep us all blessed and protect it in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. So we're going to trust in the Lord and know that he's directing our path. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for every one of you on the line tonight. I enjoyed the word. I brought us a great word. I just thank God for the singing and the praising and the healing deliverance service and all of you. I'm just looking for a great day tomorrow. Great day tomorrow. Beyond 11. Praise the Lord. And 8 o'clock tomorrow evening. Call your friends, your neighbors. Invite them on. Don't forget. On Facebook, we have the Bishop Dr. Lois Jones Delabo International Group that we are praying for the people all over the world. And don't forget to join that group. You may write what you want on here, but don't forget. God bless you. God keep you strong. At this time, we are going to get ready to go off. We are going to ask Minister Lisa if she would give us a selection, and Reverend Daniel, his wife, a selection, and our speaker, Archbishop Amasi, if you would close us out with a prayer.
Amen. Thank you. Amen.
So, amen. Thank God for all that's been said and done. In Jesus' name, amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. May his peace be with you till we meet again. May his peace be with you till we meet again. Till we reach that distant shore, and we'll shed a tear no more. May he give us strength to endure.
sure till we meet again. May His peace be with you until we meet again. Amen. Hallelujah.
Come on in my room. Oh, come on in my room. Oh, Jesus is my doctor. Every day He writes out all of my prescriptions. Jesus is the friend in my room. There is joy in my room. Oh, joy in my room. Oh, Jesus is my doctor. Every day He writes
out all
of my prescriptions, and He gives me all of my medicine in my room. I got a little prayer
in my room.
Lord God, for
your grandsons. I pray for each and every family member, Lord God. I pray for those that have lost a loved one, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for those that are in bereavement. We pray, Lord God, that they will remember the good times that they had with their loved one. We thank you, Lord God. Bless each and every one, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen as they go forward in you, Lord God.
Amen.
Amen. Good night, everyone. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Good night.
Good night. God bless you, too. Thank you, Minister. Hello?
Amen.
Good night.
Oh, it's Joshua what?
Thank you. Joshua 1, I believe it was Joshua 1. He spoke on
Joshua 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Good night. God bless you.
God bless you.
Good night. God bless everybody.
God bless.
Thank you.
God
bless everybody.